The Christmas spirits of hope and giving will come alive tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. when 4,000 luminarias will be aglow along El Paso Scenic Drive during the 25th annual Navidad de la Fe Luminarias. The event is free and open to the public. Vehicles can enter Scenic Drive at Richmond Avenue on the east side of the mountain beginning at 6 p.m. Here to give us the details is La Fe's Estela Reyes. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much.
So you said it before we started recording, even though it's free, really this is a huge donation drive.
It is. It is La Fe's gift to our community, going on 25 years now of our almost 50-year history, of providing a wonderful holiday Yuletide experience for El Paso's families, but at the same time giving our community an opportunity and a means to give back to those less fortunate.
So you get to the top of the mountain, you see Pancho Claus, and you give them canned food donation, a check. What can people bring?
Although actually the last couple of years, Pancho Claus, wink, wink, has been more of our front door greeter.
Is that right? Okay, so be prepared on the front
yes,
end. Got it.
He might be down there, you know, bigo, bigote and everything, you know, waving at you, handing you flyers and welcoming you to the event. But you slowly climb up the mountain. You follow that gorgeous trail of amber light of the Luminarias. You wave at the people at the little bonfires. They wave back. And when you get to the top of the mountain, that's when you hear the music around the edge of the mountain. You see the lights of the live nativity scene, and you see Santa and Mrs. Claus. And that's when you get to give the gift. You get to hand over a bag, a box, or whatever you're willing to donate
right.
of canned goods. And every single one of those items is going to be collected, organized within the following 24 hours after tonight's event. And our crew puts it together in dozens and dozens, hopefully, of beautiful wrapped big red bow baskets that we then take to each of our clinics and 10 clinics that we have around the county. And then they, in turn, have already picked 10 to 15 families at each of our sites that they feel is in need and certainly deserving of a little help in the holidays.
And it's such a beautiful tradition. You know, it's gorgeous. It's a wonderful thing to do with your family, especially, you know, on the end. I always see that house that has the paz lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so perfect. And you're riding along and you know, at the end of the day, everybody feels good. Everybody's doing good. And you get to give back while doing that with your family.
And there's something truly magical about being up there on Scenic Drive at night. I mean, I say this all the time. It's a gorgeous place to be any time of day, any day of the year. But there's something about being up there with that mission in your heart of doing something for someone who may not have enough to eat the following night.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who has probably been going through some struggles, whose family may be really hurting during a time of year when they should be full of joy. And your little part in tonight can make all the difference. You can be the reason that a family is able to put together a simple spaghetti dinner, you know, something, you know, some sauce out of a can, some spaghetti, and a family gets to sit around a table together and eat a good, hearty, healthy meal. You may be the reason that a child gets to see their mother happily prepare a meal full of veggies and not just something that, you know, mom and dad just scrimped by and just grabbed from the local corner convenience store because that's all that they could afford.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not healthy. It's not good for you. And so this is really what that's all about. And every single one of those Luminaria lights is part of our tradition at La Fe of being an organization that is founded on social justice, on a belief that when you do right by your neighbor, by your community, by your movement, by your cause, everything's going to be okay.
And it comes back to you.
It does.
Those gestures definitely come
back. I'm a big believer in that. I certainly am. And I know you are too.
Of course.
And so being a part of this now for myself going on 17 years, as long as I've been part of La Fe, but the tradition is much older, 25 years. And it all started with our CEO, Salvador Chava, as we lovingly call him, the boss, Balcorta, that he wanted to do something with the community, for the community, by the community. And here we are. We get to be a part of it. You know, yours truly. Don't tell the kids. Cover their ears. I'm Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
And you know, when I was first approached about it, I thought, really? And I have grown to love her And I put on that outfit and that wig and the makeup, and it's almost like I'm you know,
transformed.
I feel like I'm conjuring my grandmother.
How nice.
You know, bless her soul, and I feel like she's in me, and I've really given a bit of, you know, a El Paso La Raza swing to La Señora Claus, and the kids make it all so special. And I was sharing with some friends earlier that the last couple of years, kids bring me their letters to Claus. I mean, he'll be standing.
This is the real in.
Yeah, they'll be standing, you know, Santa and the elves will be right next to me, but the kids will reach out of the car window and say, here, Mrs. Claus, Señora Claus, and they'll give me their little letters written in crayon, all scribbles, and it has their little list of wishes for themselves and what they want from mom, dad, or that little neighbor boy, or that little kid at school that they wish that they could help, and it lifts your heart, and it also sometimes breaks your heart, and it makes you truly feel blessed that you can be a part of this, that you are able to do this for them, give them this beautiful memory, give their parents this wonderful night of teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, that this is what we do in El Paso. We help each other. We take care of each other, no matter how times, you know, how difficult they may be, how uncertain our future may be in our community, in our country, in our state. But if we all stand tightly next to each other and hold each other up, todo va a estar bien. It's all going to be okay.
So you've inspired all of us to give.
I hope so.
All going to the mountain tonight.
Bundle up, put on those sweaters, load up, you know, grandma, grandpa, the cat and the dog and the kids in the car, not necessarily in that order, and bring plenty of canned food. Sometimes folks forget to bring canned food. That's, you know.
But they can leave a check.
You can leave a check. We will forgive you.
It's as simple as that.
Cash is good. Checks are good, too. Cash is better. But and you leave all of that with Santa Claus, too. And trust me, we will know how to make that stretch.
Will you tell us a little bit about the programs that La Fe supports? Because the mission is all-encompassing. So, I mean, like you said, you're all over the county. And, you know, it's the clinics, it's the cultural center. I know there's lots of great art and everything coming out of your multimedia center.
Thank you. Yeah, there is a lot to La Fe, a lot more than Segundo Barrio. But Segundo Barrio is where it all began. For those who don't know our history, we are about to celebrate our 50th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it all began with those amazing, brave mamás del Segundo Barrio, those abuelitas. Women. A few men, too. A few dads, I'm sure. But the names that have been handed down in our history, they're all of these amazing mothers, young, single, leftist, militant mothers who would not take no for an answer. Abuelitas, you know, spines like rock, you know, who refused to believe that the only future that was available to their sons and daughters was either gang life, alcoholism, drugs, multi-generational incarceration, lack of education, no jobs. And they said, no, that's not the future we want. It's not the future we deserve. And it's not the future we're going to allow to come to fruition. We're going to make things happen better. And they took it upon themselves to take lessons learned from great people like Father Harold Rahm, great community leaders like Lalo Delgado, and establish a nonprofit of their own. And it grew from there. And over the course of the last almost 50 years, it has literally snowballed out of a tiny slum apartment in Segundo Barrio, a place once known as Los Siete Infiernos, and just blossomed into an organization of their very own, one that fulfilled the mission that they wanted to develop and deliver services, human services, medical, family, social services, art and culture, everything that their families needed and deserved to be well and to grow and to empower themselves and to lift themselves up. And over the course of the last few decades, we've learned that our job is never going to be done.
No,
it's part
not.
Of our mission statement to continuously enhance the health and human services provided. And it's what I tell all of our new employees at every new employee orientation. It's what we do here. It's what we have to do because the future is uncertain, but our mission isn't. It's all about helping our families empower themselves and build.
And a lot of it is done through traditions, such as the luminarias, but you have, you know, the Day of the Dead, even the Segundo Barrio celebration. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So there's this wonderful spirit of tradition that is built.
It is, and we as an organization continue to grow. We are now an El Paso countywide organization. A lot of folks think of us as being only in Segundo, but we have 10 federally qualified community health centers now throughout the county, from San Eli all the way west up to, you know, Canutillo Westway. Throughout Central, our care center, which is the region's largest HIV/AIDS treatment education teaching site, training site for HIV/AIDS professionals. And it's an amazing experience to be able to be a part of that. And now the La Fe Preparatory School and, of course, the La Fe Culture and Technology Center.
Well, and tonight we all have the opportunity to give to La Fe by participating in this tradition. So the mechanics of it, it's one way for tonight.
You enter Scenic Drive at Richmond Avenue. You're going to enter east to west one-way traffic. We would prefer that you stay in your vehicles. We can't force anybody, but we know the folks at El Paso's Finest prefer for everyone's safety that we stay in our cars, although I know plenty of folks are very tempted to get out and start snapping beautiful pictures, you know. More power to you, but if you do it, please be safe and be cautious. But you slowly make your way up the mountain in your vehicle. You enjoy the sights. You wave at the bonfires manned by our staff and volunteers. And they cheer you on with, you know, wonderful shouts of Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas. And when you get to the top of the mountain, we'll be waiting for you there. Santa, Mrs. Claus, elves, wise men, Joseph, Mary, beautiful Christmas music, and it's a sight, it's an experience, and then you get to give the gift instead of Santa giving you a gift. You're the one sharing the generosity.
So we're all invited to give our gift today and ride Scenic Drive. Remember, enter through Richmond, and then you'll ride westward toward that side of the mountain.
Exit on Rim Road.
You'll visit Mrs. Claus, who I get to see today here in person.
Yeah, but you have to promise me that you're going to help me keep my secrets.
So. Well, I don't know. You said it on the radio. So.
I know, but hopefully my students, my little ones, are not listening. I tell them all that Mrs. Claus, because they notice that there's a certain resemblance, and I tell them, you know, Mrs. Claus is my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, you know.
Well, then it's, you know, just she's coincidence.
She's from Durango, you know, so.
It's just a happy coincidence.
I know, so there's a lot of family and love there, too.
Don't forget, tonight, it's the 25th annual Navidad de la Fe Luminarias. Bring your canned goods, bring your dry goods, donate them to Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus at the
we'll
top
be there
of the
waiting
mountain.
For you.
And I can't thank you enough, Estela, for bringing
thank you
the
so much
holiday
for...
spirit here to State of the Arts.
Well, I thank you, La Fe. Thanks you for inviting me here for this opportunity. And we'll see everyone up on the mountain tonight.
Today, my guest has been Estela Reyes from La Fe. Thank you so much.
Gracias.